utilizing the momentum of last night's long sit, utilizing the teachings of the last few days, you're invited in this particular sit to practice this kind of meditation that's called letting go. And this is how my teacher, the Venerable Sumedho, described it. The practice of letting go is very effective for minds obsessed by compulsive thinking. You simplify your meditation practice down to just two words, let go. Rather than to try to develop this practice and then develop that and achieve this and go into that and understand this and read the suttas and study the Abhidhamma and then learn Pali and Sanskrit, then the Madhyamakaya and the Prajnaparamita, get ordinations in the Hinayana and Mahayana and in Vajrayana, and write books and become a world-renowned authority on Buddhism. Instead of becoming the world's expert on Buddhism and being invited to great international Buddhist conferences, just let go, let go, let go. I did nothing but this for about 2 years. Every time I tried to understand or figure things out, I'd say, let go, until the desire would fade out. So I'm making it very simple for you to save you from getting caught in incredible amounts of suffering. There's nothing more sorrowful than having to attend international Buddhist conferences. Venerable Sumedho. So the invitation will be to let go. We will establish an anchor, whatever anchor you're using, and then when your mind wanders to something pleasant or unpleasant, planning, remembering, I'm sure nobody's having judging or comparing thoughts, but just in case, we say, let go, let go. We're not interested in examining the objects that are pulling us. We're creating the stage for tranquility to emerge, for equanimity to emerge through simply letting go. We are not rejecting anything, even the unskillful. We're letting go of it. We're not getting entangled in it. We're letting go of it. We're just put it aside. We'll just let go and go back to whatever your object is of meditation. I do encourage you to do the phrase of let go, let go. I like to do it 3 times, but in the instruction here. So 2 or 3 times, let go, let go, till you really feel yourself back on the object. And if you have a mind that's moving to objects a lot, lots of thoughts, lots of planning, thinking, whatever, then you get more opportunity to practice letting go. So that's great. That's great. That's not a problem. Because you're not striving, you're just letting go. And again, it's like I'm holding this pen, but I'm not utilizing the pen, so I put it down. I let go of it. I don't throw it away. Later on, I might need this pen. I just put it down. Just let it go, let go, let go. This is the way the Venerable Sumedho talks about when desire arises, is that we don't like, he says it's a natural energy that arises in the mind. So that's not the problem, it's that we grasp the desire. So we just let it go. This may feel a little different at first, so you're trusting yourself in the practice. Feeling the stillness in the room, we arrive into the stillness here and now. Stillness as stillness of the room, stillness as an underlying silence, stillness as the body being still, stillness as an underlying stillness in the mind that's here and now, always there, but seldom noticed. We're mindful. Mindful that we are present in this moment, here and now. Confirming to ourselves that there is choice possible. Choice is intention. Choice is inclining the mind. Choice to align with the Dhamma. And allowing the Dhamma to do us. Making the choice to be aware of the sounds in the room. Not losing touch with this still quiet. Inclining the mind to the experience of the body. Knowing the body as it appears as form, to include posture, or knowing the body as sensations, or knowing the body as a series of connections. The water element, feeling the different parts and how they are one and yet parts. Sitting in the bones of this body, opening our hearts in appreciation, as Dawn led us through yesterday, of this body, a gratitude, an appreciation. Acknowledging the wonderment of a body and of the embodied awareness that is here for each of us. Naturally noticing an arising of an inhale or an exhale And if that's our chosen object, directing our attention to that object, or else hearing, or else the body's sensations, or the stillness. Whatever is your object that is calling you this morning, please acknowledge that you know you are present. Have a deliberate recognition of it. What could be said is knowing that you know your mindfulness, that there is a presence that is knowing experience as it's happening. And with this mindful presence, stay with the object, your anchor object. When you start to comment about your anchor object, just let go, let go. You will recognize, so you may be feeling in and out or counting or whatever the feeling, the direct experience of your anchor object, you're registering that, and you know you're registering that. But you're not going, oh, it's really clear today, or any other comment like that. You're just feeling your experience and knowing it through the felt experience. And then when our minds are drawn away by planning or remembering or fantasy or trying to fix something in our experience, we recognize it either immediately or soon afterwards. And we pause and say, let go, and return to our object, our anchor object. A 100 times, 300 times, 500 times, we let go. When we are with the object, with the anchor, invite a relaxed feeling that softens into the experience. Let go is our ally, our North Star. Let go. Let go. I've been employing this letting go practice for 15 years or something like that. And I don't try to do it until the fourth day or so of a retreat because I don't mean it earlier. You know, I'm not behind it. And if you're not behind it, it's not going to work. But what I have discovered, at least for myself, is that as I do this, at some point, because it's not, the mind's not getting a reward, even though I may have like a thought or two, like a sentence or two of a thought, but then I let go of it. It, when the mind's not getting more reward, it just stops going to places so much. And once, and then there's this period in there where it's kind of like surprised or something. I don't know what's happening in the mind, but it's the mind's very mysterious. But there's a little period in there where maybe it's a little discontented or something. But then it discovers just being still. And it actually then becomes quite contented with that joy of just staying still. And we get to this other ways too. This is just one of many techniques that we can come to that. But we kind of believe that the mind won't stop, you know, that we have to get so concentrated to get the mind to stop. But this is a way to, it's like the way you're training a puppy dog, you know, that at some point it pulls and pulls on the leash and then it realizes, oh, it's easier just to not pull on the leash because you're walking down a busy street and you can't let the puppy dog run into the street. And so it settles. The mind's like this. It's surprising how much it will respond to us in these kind of simple ways. So I do recommend that for you to explore more if you found it helpful at all. And notice the qualities when the mind's doing that, the tranquility. When the mind's not jumping at things, it's just more calm. And it's not like, okay, now I'm going to get calm. Calm emerges. The Dharma does us. And then the same with more collected and unified, concentrated samadhi. And the same with the equanimity. Equanimity being the mind gets more and more balanced. So it's not disturbed by disturbances, not perturbed by perturbances. A loud sound comes in the room and you feel it as a ripple of sound and you're not startled. It's just a ripple of sound passes through. All this capacity that awaits our discovery. So we have time for a couple of questions here, if there are any questions. In the back.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.